thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iraq's prime minister says his country no longer requires U.S. combat troops to fight the Islamic State terrorist group, but he says a formal time frame for redeployment will depend on the outcome of talks with Washington this coming week. He told the Associated Press in an exclusive interview ahead of a U.S. trip in which he's slated to meet with President Biden that Iraq's security forces and its army are capable of defending the country without the U.S.-led coalition. The human rights chief of the United Nations assistance mission for Afghanistan, Fiona Fraser, says the UN is deeply worried about the high mortality and injury rate for women and children in Afghanistan this year. The UN says in a new report that more women and children were killed and wounded in that country in the first half of this year than in any year since the UN began keeping count. That was back in 2009. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 87 points. This is SRN News.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is a day that will feel like we're living in a sauna. The heat index is expected to reach a dangerous level. The actual high temperature today headed for the mid-90s, heat index near or above the 105 danger range. So slow down, stay hydrated. There will be some widely scattered random storms that'll cool down a few lucky towns, but many towns will get skipped.
Tonight's low, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms will be a little bit more numerous. Still, though, the high temperature will be in the low to mid-90s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Chase from Second Chance Auto Sales, and I wanted to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to utilize Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped our traffic stay continuous at our location here in Montgomery, Alabama, off Whitley Road. We want to thank the city and surrounding areas for all your support and recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get a great price and unbelievable offer on your trade. Have you gotten your stimulus check? Use it to make a down payment so you'll have even lower payments on the like-new pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Larry has all makes and models on their lot. If you have an extra vehicle, bring it by and get an instant cash offer. Put that money toward your down payment and get your monthly payment even lower. And please give them a call at 285-9300 or stop in if you're shopping for a new Chevrolet. Inventories are low, but we have a good selection on the way. So come in and see if what you're looking for is on the way to the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. The used car blowout continues. And you can save a whole lot of dough. For over 40 years, they've been letting their customers do the talking. As always, shop them 24 hours a day at LarryPuckett.com.
This is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
And views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Our special guest this morning,
Jeff Deist, president of the Mises Institute. And, well, I was fascinated by your work with Ron Paul as chief of staff, especially because, you know, I talk often about D.C., and I know we're very much like-minded on a lot of issues, Jeff. So the fact that you had that experience being in D.C., did you ever have the experience of, you know, say, other staffers or other politicos coming to you is like, how does Dr. Paul raise all this money? How does, you know, what are y'all all up to? I mean, I'd imagine you got to see how some of the sausage is made in that position.
Yeah, he was the one guy whom leadership left alone. So that was nice. We were pretty much free to do what we wanted. And of course, the way he survived and raised money was that he had a national constituency. So Ron Paul represented people in the precious metals side of things, people who were anti-Fed, people who were Libertarian Party people, people who were just small-L libertarians. I mean, he had a national constituency, and in a sense, that has become more popular since. Like AOC has kind of a national social Democrat constituency. So that was unique. But people forget Ron won a lot of elections. And he did that because he was a baby doctor who had delivered 4,000 babies in that district. Okay, he had paid a heavy price to be dealing with his family, to be dealing with medicine and the 4 a.m. vagaries of when babies come into the world, and then also go off on weekends and fly around and do his political life and fly back and forth to Washington. So that was quite a trick. And so people don't see all those years in the weeds before he became who he was. And so what we really need is for politicians to run for office after having done something in life. Mm. I will never run for office. I don't, you know, I was a lawyer for a long time. I was a staffer to Ron Paul. I run a think tank. I mean, I don't think those are the kinds of people we ought to have running for office. I think we ought to have doers, people who have gone out there and had success in life. And that was a very important thing about Ron. And so when his opponents tried to paint him as a radical in his primary elections, they always failed because people knew Ron was such a steady Eddie. He was this kind of quiet guy. He had a bunch of kids, a bunch of grandkids. He was anything but a radical. So that just showed me that the personal side matters. You know, it matters a lot.
Yeah, and there's one phrase I can't stand that the personal is the political. I would put it this way. I would amend it. Say the personal is more important. It eclipses the political. That I think it's those personal relationships that you build with folks, to your point about Dr. Paul, that people get to know you and your actual values, not just the values you might express on the campaign trail. I think that goes a long way. And, you know, honestly, I've gotten to know a lot of these politicians coming in. And often they're very well read, they're charming, they're interesting people to talk to. But something happens when they go up to the swamp, to a lot of them, where, and maybe it's just the reality of the system at this point. You go up there and you get read in and you see how much you're up against and where all the pressures and the actual power is. And either you quit. I've seen a lot of, just in my few years doing this, I've seen plenty go up there and then quit and get out. Or you start to, you join them. You play ball with them, and it's a shame. I think you're right. We need more grounded folks. Where it was a priest here in Montgomery. I don't know if he's still around. Who said that if you want to change the world, invite your neighbors over for dinner, get to know them, and have each other's back when times get rough. And I think then you do that each neighbor at a time. You know, trying to save the world is either grandiose romanticism or politics, something like that. Some poet once said, 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. You're on there. Who's this? Good. Well, see, this is what happens when you don't have a call screener. 272-9228. So, often I'll get the question, though, as I lay out and kind of let out my angst about, you know, I don't mind if D.C. would sink into the ocean. What are the solutions? We talked about it a little bit. But on the, you know, with the talk of the culture wars, I think it's a mistake to put culture wars and in that basket the flavor of the week or month issue that's being bandied about in the corporate press. I think culture is a much deeper, longer run thing, and it's not about writing think pieces or making, you know, creative videos. I've heard you talk about the importance of family. Where does that come from? Because I've heard you say that often, go out there and have kids. Where does this come from, this you know, injunction to be fruitful and multiply?
Yeah, I get in trouble for that, telling people to have kids. But look, it's the way to change the world. It's the simplest, fastest, quickest way to change the world is to create new humans, I suppose. And I think some people probably think that that comes from religiosity on my point, which isn't really the case.
Okay.
It's more a matter of, you know, I don't like fatalism. I don't like determinism. I'm an American. You know, I'm a mutt. I don't think that the future is preordained. And I don't think it's preordained in a happy, clappy way, which libertarians sometimes talk about. Oh, you know, freedom's breaking out all over and technology is going to save us. I'm not so sure. And I don't think it's fatalistic in the downside either that we're going to hell and that, that America is going to have a really nasty future. I don't think either of those things are preordained. I think we have to get up every day and make it. So, you know, first and foremost, I think attitude and mindset are very, very important. But what I think is that the intermediary institutions in society, you know, the individual, the family, religion, civic and social institutions have been beaten down by the federal government. And they've, you know, retreated in importance. And I think that's a bad thing. And so if I say I want to see society organized more around things other than the state, a lot of people will say, well, that's a right wing or conservative position. Oh, okay. Maybe it's a right-wing or conservative position, but it's the position I hold. I think government weaponizes every aspect of life. And so when government grows and expands and plays a bigger role, not as a referee over on the side providing courts and police and all that, but a player in the game, then you know that naturally creates a more cutthroat environment, creates social division because the stakes are high. You know, who's president? Unfortunately, it does kind of matter to me if Joe Biden's president or Donald Trump's president or Hillary Clinton's president. I wish it mattered far less. Very few people in Switzerland can even name the president because they have a 6-member panel and it rotates for a year. But again, you know, this is the world we live in. And I don't know how to depoliticize it other than, starting in your personal life and hoping that that goes out in sort of concentric circles.
And some of my favorite people are folks who aren't politically savvy in the sense that they don't read political history and philosophy like I do all the time, and they don't follow the news cycle like I do all the time. But then you talk to them about these issues they don't follow, and they're some of the wisest people I know because they're coming from it, not a place of, say, politics, but from a place of, hey, I grew up in the Catholic Church, or I grew up Baptist, or I grew up Jewish, even I grew up Muslim. You can mention these great world religions, or I come from it from a deeper place of my experience. Say I got married, I had a divorce, then I found somebody else, I started a family, I've seen how bad it can go, and now I'm really trying hard to do it the right way. I find it's folks who have lived the life and through experience learned life's lessons that often have the most wisdom, as opposed to some wise guy like myself on the radio saying, hey, clean your room. I think there's something to that lived experience, isn't that the catchword these days, that is speaks volumes much more than any sort of talking point or propaganda point.
Well, we've completely dispensed with the idea of elders in society.
Mm.
And again, maybe I'm culturally a conservative person because I say, there's a reason why we used to listen to older people and sort of tamp down the enthusiasm of younger people or try to channel it because we said, I know what you're doing here, but you're full of it and you need a little bit of wisdom from your grandfather or something. So we have a very youth-oriented culture. We have a very dismissive culture towards baby boomers. And I'm kind of in the middle as Gen X, and I do share some of that disdain for what baby boomers have done in some ways. I get that. But it's not healthy intergenerational conflict. I mean, of all the things, nobody can help the year they were born, for God's sake. So this is where politics takes us. And who benefits? And I'm not saying this in the sense of a conspiracy. Who benefits from having a world where we're at each other's throats and trying to decide everything politically rather than through civil society? Well, I would say it benefits a small group of people who sort of churn off of it. That's in media and government, in corporate America. So it's a very unhappy time in the United States. I think that's the reality.
Well, and it seems like because we're fighting over all this power in one place and all the energy seems to be devoted, when you look at media and politics, to the power in the one place, and more than half the time those fights are just pantomimes. They're not actually touching the actual centers of power. And when they do come under threat, You see how this whole machinery of power pushes back. You know, an eye-opening thing. I told you off air, and I've told folks on the show here many times, I didn't vote for Trump or Clinton or anybody for president in 2016. Because, honestly, well, Alabama was going to go for the Republican anyway. They didn't necessarily need my vote. Well, it's like, neither of these folks represent me. But as Trump gets in there, even as president-elect, he taps Michael Flynn to be his national security advisor. You know, from what I'm told, Flynn didn't like the intelligence community from his battleground experience. Out in the battlefield, they didn't have useful intelligence for him to use, like true military intelligence. And then even worse than that, they're often far-flung places causing more problems that would then more money needed to be spent to continue that foreign desk. So as Flynn gets in there, it's like, I'm going to reconsolidate the National Security Council. I'm going to maybe reassess what's going on with intelligence. And I'm sitting there going, I didn't vote for Trump, but this is not a bad thing. You know, Flynn was the one guy when he's running the DIA who's going to, talk bad about Clinton and Obama's ventures into Syria. Let's see how this works out. And lo and behold, you get what I've been calling on air the Kislyak screw job. You get the, idea that Flynn is working with the Russians, and we're working. So the intelligence community leaks to the corporate press. I believe it's the Washington Post. Of course, that gets laundered to the New York Times and all the other media outlets as well. And they take him out. And they have, Vice President Pence say, oh, you lied to me. Get out of here, General Flynn. They also take out Jeff Sessions. So you take out the immediate lines of defense to what is, I think, one of the most important reform projects of a potential Trump administration. And then for 2 years, we're told that the president is a Russian asset. Again, I didn't vote for Trump in 16, but I'm looking at this going, what in the world is going on? And I admit I'm a bit sensitive. When 2013 came around and the Snowden leaks came out, it very much animated me. I think there's only one byline there on Mises.org that has my name. And it's about four centuries of surveillance. And it gets into how governments, time and time again, do not want people to communicate freely. All the way to the British Crown saying, we can't let people send postage as they wish. What is this? So I think there are these wake-up moments for folks who are paying attention that doesn't fit neatly into Republican, Democrat. And I would hope as you build up more local identity that you start to see the games that go on in D.C. with more clear eyes as people move away from their usual communication networks and just get to know one another.
Yeah, it's no exaggeration to say that the administrative state's growth in the 20th century created a government unto itself. You don't have to believe in conspiracies.
Right.
You can go read Truman's biography where he talks about regretting creating the CIA. He said it developed a life unto its own and it wasn't accountable to any president. And it was sold to Truman as a way of centralizing all this intelligence, which was coming from disparate sources like the Army and the FBI. And so we're going to just have one security briefing for you every week, Mr. President. Okay, well, that sounds good. And then it turned into something very, very different. And look, it's not far-fetched to imagine that the enormous U.S. spy apparatus spies on us, too. And that doesn't mean they're interested in you. What it means is that they can go back after the fact and sweep up that data, those phone calls you made 2 years ago or something. It doesn't, you don't have to be paranoid. No one cares about what you're doing unless and until maybe you're charged with a crime. And then they can go find out where you were 2 years ago. So are members of Congress, are Supreme Court justices spied upon? Yeah, they probably are. And does that ever affect their votes? I don't know. Well, I don't know, but it's scary to think of.
And it seems like that beast wakes up when you try to really push back against it. So I think a good approach might be, hey, you know what? I don't want to storm Capitol buildings. I don't want to even take over what's going on in Washington, D.C. I want you to leave me alone. In fact, I think a great idea is let's have a big resolution, make the Capitol, the Supreme Court, and all that a museum open to the public. And, if you still want Congress stuff, they can work from home. And then, let us here in Alabama be Alabamians. Let those in Maine or Vermont or California or Washington State do what they want to do, all the way down to the, local municipal individual household level. I think that's the right approach. And if you do that quietly, I'm not trying to take over the world. I'm not even trying to take over D.C. I'm not even trying to be a congressman. I just want to live my life as Joey here in Montgomery, Alabama, and get to know my friends. And please just don't take my money. Just leave me alone. I think that's, I think we're going to be fascinated, though, if that does get traction how much we're going to see that big government in D.C. try to still crack down on it. And I wonder what sort of tactics they'll use to come up with an excuse to crack down on that behavior.
Well, if you don't have my view of economics and what the federal government ought to do, let me run this one by you. Last year, during the COVID year, in its fiscal year, the U.S. federal government spent about $7 trillion. That includes Biden's huge CARE Act. It brought in about $3.5 trillion in taxes. So literally half of what Congress spent was debt financed. So if you can do it 50% without taxes, how about 80%? How about 90%? What are they taxing us for? Why can't we be more like Switzerland, which I've mentioned earlier, and send all that tax money, or at least some of it, to Montgomery instead?
Here, here. And you've mentioned Switzerland a few times. Folks who don't know, I believe the Swiss changed their constitution to reflect the early American Republic, where it is very much federalism, but local, local, local. We'd have something like 1,000 states or something like that if we followed that the model they've come
up with. Well, they have a... First of all, you can go to the Swiss government website. It's in multiple languages. But they expressly talk about the concept of subsidiarity.
Yeah.
And they basically said that the federal government's only task is to regulate the money and to provide for the national defense. And that all decisions which can be made at the canton level, which is their version of state, should be. But beyond that, all decisions which can be made at the communal level, which is their version of a city, ought to be done so. Now, they don't always abide by it, but it's a hell of a model.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Before I forget, this part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. It's a brand new business here. Actually started by Jonathan when he was 14. He was running the business while he was still at high school at Lee. Folks, his teachers understood, hey, I got to take a call. Okay, Jonathan, you're already going places. And he's now 21, has multiple locations. They just opened up a location here off of Perry Hill Road, right in the same shopping center as Fresh Market, Chappie's, a big pet store there, folks. You can see it from the road, XI Repair. And so if you crack your screen or get water damage, could be dropped in the toilet or a friend pushed you in the lake while it was in your pocket, could be that, you know, your ex ran over it with their car, or you know, there at the Perry Hill location, they have the Wall of Shame. It's like this great backdrop where they've made almost a mosaic out of cracked screens. One has a bullet hole in it, and they were able to fix that phone. And often these cracked screens or water damage repairs can be done in less than 30 minutes. Much, much cheaper than going to a big carrier store or sending off your phone to Apple or Samsung, whoever it is. And they can do phones, tablets, gaming consoles, laptop computers, even do data recovery for that hard drive. A lot of divorce attorneys, let's say, work with XI Repair. They can help you out. So if you need to make an appointment for something more involved, give them a call at 777-1234. Same combination on my luggage. 777-1234. Go to XIRepair.com. And whether you call or stop by, be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. Let's quickly go to this phone call. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Red Top.
Hey, Red Top.
How'd the weekend go, Joey?
It went all right. Not much I can talk about here on air, but it went great.
That's okay. Ignorance is bliss.
Indeed.
Interesting discussion you're having with this gentleman. Is he still on the air?
Yeah, Jeff Dice is still here. Say hello.
Jeff, first of all, I've asked from the past three mayors who have been in charge of our city, can the city of Montgomery run without federal money? No, is the immediate answer. Can our school system run without federal money? No, that is the immediate answer. So really, local control has been given up a long time ago, correct?
I think that's true.
Yeah, okay. And they have no sense of economics. I've noticed in the past 4 or 5 days another severe drop in employee presence all over because of those damn checks they started giving everybody for their children. All of a sudden, the burger joints are back to nobody there. This is how desperate America's getting. McDonald's can only operate one drive-through line at a time. Now, this is critical. This is dangerous in this country, wouldn't you say, Jeff?
Yeah, we have basically a form of universal basic income operating this country as a result of the COVID lockdowns and federal enhancement of state unemployment benefits. So that's certainly happening, and it's a huge disincentive to go get a $10 or $12 an hour job, no question.
Well, and I'm in Red Top, I think you know, because you've been a musician, right? You've been a go-getter. You now will do paint work for folks. You understand what it's like not only to work, but to work for yourself and actually get out there and find work. And I've found that I could just sit at home and collect a check. I mean, there are plenty of distractions and diversions to scratch whatever itch you want, but it's really not fulfilling and meaningful at the end of the day. You know, and I went downtown Red Top, and I went to several restaurants, nice ones. They're like, oh, hour and a half wait. I'm like, I see open tables. It's like, well, we don't have the work, or we don't have the workers. And yeah, it really is a pain.
Joey, I've been self-employed my whole life, except for 3 months. My first year after college, I carved mahogany roses at Victorian Furniture Company in 1972, and I started noticing people's fingers were missing. And as a musician, I decided to cancel that job at that moment. And I'm glad I did, because I still have all 10 fingers. Also, the birth rate is dropping severely, sir. You're talking about people having more children. That ain't happening. And with all the plastics in our environment, there is a severe fertility problem going. And I have a feeling the money ain't going to be the problem in the future. It's going to be health issues with the environment. So you're aware of the birth rate dropping severely all over the world, aren't you?
Yeah, well, the COVID year was actually a baby bust. Some people thought because people were home more, that they might be getting, there might be more babies, and it turned out to be the opposite. And I think I don't know about the plastics you bring up. What I do know is that people have fewer kids when they're very, very, very uncertain about the future. They also hold bigger cash balances. So I guess in that sense, it's to be expected. But the declining birth rate was happening way before COVID, no question.
I know, but the illusion has been given throughout the world that it's because of money and not enough Medicare and all this, but the country of Finland, who has everything for everybody, birth rate has dropped 20%. So it's not expanded Medicare, it's not child care, it's not anything but the reality of life. First of all, they done jacked up the price of life so high in the United States, people can't afford to have kids without government support for the most part, so they just ain't doing it. So America's at the point now where it's not a replacement of population just to get the jobs done, just like Europe is in. We're only at 1.5 replacement now, percent birth rate, and the replacement rate is over 2%. So there's going to be some shifts that are not going to have any, there's not going to be any control the government's going to have, but we got to get off the government. Ask Stephen Reed next time he's on if he can live without the federal government. He can't do it, can he, guys?
Not with the current setup. Though I was appreciate it, Red Top. Just like you were looking at what McMillan, Secretary of Treasury McMillan, was putting out there. I watched Montgomery City Council while I watched the paint dry at my house and let the fumes come in and made it a more exciting experience. But the good news is that the city of Montgomery is in the same boat as the rest of the state, and that you're seeing revenues without raising taxes. And I've asked every city council member, asked the mayor himself, we can have growth in revenue without all sorts of new taxes and trying to control people. And I think the more you see building out the tax base, actual investment, not just government expenditures we call investment, you can have a moment where you go, no, we're tired of the strings attached to all this federal money. Or, maybe one big idea, and I keep calling for this. I wonder what you think, Jeff, and then we got to hit a break. The Democrats are constantly talking about structural changes, big structural changes. And folks out there, I'm sure, have noticed that, what have they talked about? Adding new states to the union, making D.C. a state, federal control, central control of voting procedures, and so on and so forth. Almost every move is a power move. And not even the bread and butter, say, of healthcare that's so popular for Democrats. So why not push back with structural changes from the right? Now, I don't care necessarily where it's coming from, but I mean, like, with a straight face, say, hey, kind of like Ron Paul did in the late 80s. I found an old interview with him talking to Buckley, and he's saying, yeah, get rid of the income tax. Why do we need the CIA, this FBI thing? And at the time, Buckley's making fun of him, and it's like, what are you talking about, Dr. Paul? But, you know, fast forward, what, 30-plus, nearly 40 years later, and Dr. Paul was right, and I think it's time for the right to say, you know what, y'all going to do structural changes? We're going to do our own. We're going to start really downsizing D.C., maybe take it back to the foundations of the actual Constitution. And so maybe it's an inside and an outside game. Those on the inside in D.C. push these big structural changes, and then those of us on the outside, which will be the vast majority of us, will do the outside changes, looking out for our own backyard and our own neighbors and family.
Well, I agree with that 100%. Progressives are good at incrementalism. That's a long game. They played it well in the 20th and now 21st century. The right is not very good at that. The right tends to be totally reactive and just trying to slow things down. And that's where we are today.
Yeah. Yeah, just being the brake on the latest progressive push. And often they push through the brakes. Often. Well, I really appreciate your time this morning. If you got to run, get to run. I understand. But again, folks, you, at Jeff Deist on Twitter, that's mostly where you're active, correct? Yeah.
Yes, correct.
And I would encourage folks to check out the Mises.org, Mises.org. I really appreciate it. It's been a big part of my understanding, not only of economics, but there's so many writers and so much history you can go into that I have barely scratched the surface, honestly, on all the different, you know, the stories of the old right, the stories of, you know, all the way back to what the French physiocrats, and why is there this particular name in Jefferson at Monticello? I mean, these sort of old arguments, there's so much you can get into if you're a nerd about this stuff, folks. And even if you're not, there's a lot of great information. If you hear me mention the Federal Reserve and monetary policy, the Mises Institute can help you out in many regards on how that works and where we need to go with that. So I really appreciate, very generous with your time today, kind sir, and I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates for this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get 4 cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at prolinksec.com. That's prolinksec.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Hi, I'm Ashley Smith, owner of Rick's Jewelers. The results we saw after a few weeks running on Blue Water Broadcasting were phenomenal. Our sales rep was easy to work with, and we have been pleased with how helpful the entire team has been. We will continue to run our campaigns across the Blue Water family of stations, especially as we gear up for our busiest time of year.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Thank you again to Jeff Deist for stopping by, spending so much time here on the program. You have to do that more regularly. Add him to our cast of characters. I think he's a great local voice here. Maybe a different perspective than what you're getting in the corporate press and in the official newspapers these days. Again, the number's 272-9228. I just talked to Ray Bowles over at Prattville Carpet, and he asked, "Hey, Joey, can you do the ad for me today?" I'm like, "Well, number one, of course I can, Ray. But also, I'm running a little behind today with our special guest, so of course I can do that ad." Ray is doing great, running around very busy, which I like to hear. And folks, if you are in the market for any new flooring at all, Prattville Carpet can help you. The folks at Prattville Carpet, of course, can lay down new carpet. It's in the name. But if you want to do traditional hardwood or maybe luxury vinyl flooring, you could do a ceramic tile as well, maybe for the kitchen or a brand new walk-in shower. They can really do it all. But what you need to do is call them at 285-8117, 285-8117. Ask about a free in-home consultation. That means they'll come to you with samples. They'll measure the floor, the area that you're looking to get resurfaced. That way, you'll know how much it's going to cost and maybe what these samples look like with the rest of your house and scheme that you have going on. But it also gives Prattville Carpet and the fine folks there, well, the knowledge of what it needs to get the job done. So they're Prattville Carpet. They're ready to help you. They're standing by. 285-8117, or of course, you can always stop by their showroom at 2201 Cobbs Ford Road. And whether you stop by or give them a call, be sure to tell them that you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, one story that broke part of our discussion with Mr. Deist, I believe on Saturday evening, was that, in fact, the National Security Agency was spying on Tucker Carlson, not just collecting his information, but they had actually unmasked his name and spread that name in Tucker Carlson's communications all around the intelligence community. You know, they're trying to do mitigation of all this circumstantial or collection of evidence or information, whatever they want to call it. We'll put it this way. They were surveilling and picking up, tapping the phones and email and text messages of Tucker Carlson. They didn't do any minimization standards. They didn't
put a redaction over his name. And you know they're pretty darn good at redacting, so it's a pretty crap excuse that they didn't. And then somehow, Tucker's communications, looking to get an interview with the Russian president, get pushed around the corporate press, leaked here and there. And now it is confirmed that his name was unmasked. And even Fox News is now sticking up for Tucker Carlson, where before they had been a bit quiet out of their official corporate office. So we'll see where that goes. But it's just another example of how there's this unholy alliance between the corporate press, the intelligence community, and anybody that hints at pushing back, who doesn't go along with the official narrative. They will be brought to heel. Now, Tucker's a smart bear. He's been around the block a few times. He even used to work at MSNBC, if you can think of it. Man, how times have changed. So he was able to front run the story. But what if you're not as powerful as Tucker Carlson? What if you're an everyday person who stumbles along, or, you know, along and finds out certain information that's inconvenient to people in power? This could be a true problem. It will continue to be a problem for millions of Americans. It's one thing to know that they are collecting everything you say to your family and friends. Are they looking at it? Probably not. It doesn't rise enough on their radar for them to unmask you and to look into what you are doing. But this is undoubtedly a massive violation of the Fourth Amendment. General warrants should not be allowed in this country. It is not the procedures of a free people. And it chills the First Amendment. It chills your speech. That if you know, hey, the intelligence community is going to suck all this information up, and it might conveniently be leaked to certain press organs, aren't you going to check what you're going to say? Aren't you going to behave like somebody's always watching? Imagine you had to live your life like there's always a microphone, like the one I'm talking into, in front of you. It would change how you behaved. It would make you shut up in ways that you wouldn't want to shut up in your private life. Maybe there's something to the idea that you meet in person. You meet quietly. You get to know your neighbors. Because maybe that is one of the last refuge of those of us who want to have open conversations about what's going on in this world. 272-9228. Like I said, if you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. And also, the border continues to be a mess, an absolute wreck. As well, I don't begrudge somebody who's trying to make a better life for themselves, who's trying to find that better way in the world. It has to be pretty bad there in Central America and Mexico and other countries. But when you have a new administration come in and essentially turn the light on, like moss to a flame, people come. And then at the same time, we don't have the means of taking care of folks. They see them as their votes. They see them as, well, chattel. And that is not how it should be done. You want to come to the country, it should be on the up and up. And we should make it easier to come to the country on the up and up. This game where we operate in sort of a gray area where it's not completely legal, but not completely illegal because we keep changing the rules on what is enforced. Well, this benefits only folks who are operating from the shadows. Once again, 272-9228. We're going to hit a quick break here, make it up for some lost time. Be right back after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Switching season is back at WOW. Get super fast, extra reliable internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWE.com today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
With an SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bob Agnew. Stocks wobbled between small gains and losses in morning trading on Wall Street as investors pause after the market rallied to more record highs last week. Big tech stocks were the biggest weight on the market as China increased some restrictions on internet apps and other companies.
The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology says companies must fix pop-ups on apps that deceive and mislead users or force them to use services they might not want. The order is part of a wider effort to crack down on tech industries and police use of personal information. Authorities have ordered fines and other penalties for some of China's biggest tech companies.
That's Jeremy House reporting. It's a make-or-break week on President Joe Biden's top priority and infrastructure deal. One major roadblock is how much money should be spent on public transit. That is among the issues causing something of a stalemate between Republicans and Democrats. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is a day that will feel like we're living in a sauna. The heat index is expected to reach a dangerous level. The actual high temperature today headed for the mid-90s, heat index near or above the 105 danger range. So slow down, stay hydrated. There will be some widely scattered random storms that will cool down a few lucky towns, but many towns will get skipped. Tonight's low, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms will be a little bit more numerous. Still, though, the high temperature will be in the low to mid-90s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Well, I'm seeing a top headline here that Dr. Fauci wants new mask mandates, even for the vaccinated. And this is, folks, where you get in touch with your city council members, you get in touch with the mayor's office if they'll pick up. You get in touch with Governor Kay Ivey and the like, and you say, no, do not bend to the federal authorities and what the CDC is saying. We've had enough of that here. It's unfortunate that Governor Ivey was caught in the crosshairs, and I and Mr. Dice talked about it. It seemed like she was internalizing some of the shame, like she was speaking not to the everyday people of Alabama, distinguishing vaccinated against unvaccinated, but she was talking to her friends in the Governor's Association or whatever it is. We'll see. And of course, the more equal caucus, the smart set, the geniuses in the Alabama literati, you're like, well, if Governor Ivey actually cares, she wouldn't just give these people a tough talking to. She'd put down more mandates.
The mandates haven't worked. The mandates do not work. You know, we're blessed in places like the United States, even in sweet home Alabama. But when you look at developing countries that took this lockdown approach, this mandate approach, you're seeing excess death numbers. Now, that statistic is what it seems like. How many more deaths do we have this year than last year? For whatever reason, it could be all sorts of causes of death. How many deaths were there this year compared to last year and the year before? And you get a number like, okay, what's the excess? How many more people died? I believe in India, after the lockdown regime, this mandate regime, something like 5 million people excess died. Some are trying to claim, oh, it's, well, I guess COVID was more deadly. The fatality rate was higher than we've actually documented. No. No. I'm sure you missed some instances of people dying from COVID. But what's really happening here is when you tell people they can't go to work, when you tell people they can't congregate together, they can't look out for one another, your livelihood is shut off, and your sense of not only income, but meaning has been cut off. Just stay at home. It's safer at home. Stay at home. You start to see these deaths of despair, whether it's suicide or drug overdose, alcoholism. You start to see families break up. And especially in developing countries, say like India, where you have to work or you will not live, you're seeing this excess death figure skyrocket in that country and many others in the developing world. The world's poorest were hit the hardest by this pandemic. I'm not saying that out of a bleeding heart mentality, but they are people too. And this approach by our technocratic betters, the more equal caucus who speaks in the name of science or, you know, I have credentials. They continue to be like a little kid with a magnifying glass, experimenting on how quick the sun can burn up the anthill. Well, we're not ants. We're people, too. We're supposed to be free people in this country. And the more this is pushed, the more the people of Alabama, at least, and us locally, need to say, you know what? No more. If you want to appeal to our better angels, if you want to persuade us, that's one thing. But I have a sense that is not what you're going for. You're going for sit down or shut up, or we're going to make you sit down and shut up. And I have no stomach for it. Not anymore. 272-9228. Final hour, news and views, when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, this has got to be a joke. Oh, just a ha-ha, ha-ha funny joke. Apparently the Department of Justice under Biden has, agrees with former Attorney General Barr's October 2020 special counsel order that John Durham's report on Trump-Russia investigators should be made public upon